becoming the better version of myself. If I say I want to become the better version of myself, that means I'm looking inwardly. Father, we pray you will give us an understanding of your word. Your spirit will speak to us. And we'll be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. When we say becoming the better version of ourselves, first of all, it tells us we have an acknowledgement of ourselves. If I say I want to become a better version of myself, it means that I acknowledge myself that there's something that needs improvement. As a child of God, we need to see ourselves in this light, that we need to look inwardly to increase, to grow, to develop. And this can also extend to other areas that are not even spiritual aspects, like some prayers that we have prayed already. The book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Do you remember what it tells us? I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. This tells us what? It tells us that in as much we depend on the Spirit of Christ, there will be nothing that will look too impossible for us to tackle and to fight and to overcome. There will not be anything that will be too big for us to confront. If they are bringing it in as much Christ is inside of us, it's not going to overcome us. Eventually, we are going to be the overcomers. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. This man was saying it, he personalized the statement. And we too, we need to personalize this word. Like I said, becoming the better version of myself. And I'm saying, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That means I'm looking at myself. I'm saying, this guy, you can do it. This guy, you can. This is not the best of you. There's something better for you to achieve that you can achieve. You have the strength, you have the grace, you have the anointing because you're a child of God. Somebody say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. This tells you that you are not relying on your natural ability alone. You are not relying on your know-how. It's not only about your education. Education is good. Learning and knowing is good. But ultimately, what gives you that victory is the Spirit of Christ that is inside of you. So as a child of God, you are beautiful. You are handsome. You are smart. You are anointed. You are the chosen one. You are the one that will prevail. You are the one that will soar with the wings of eagles. You are the one that will have testimony. You are the one that will stay above any circumstance. You are the one that will have testimony of goodness to share in the land of the living, because you can do it by Christ that gives you the strength, by Christ that gives you the power, by Christ that gives you the anointing, by Christ that is inside of you. You are not an empty bottle. You are not an empty shell. You are not an empty container. Something is inside, and that is inside is the Spirit of Christ that helps you, energizes you, that once you say a word, authority will go over it. Once you lay your hands on something, there is going to be an open door. There's going to be a way out of nowhere, because the Spirit of Christ is inside of you. Amen. And now, let's now add more to that. You know, it's not good enough for a person to grow physically, to achieve, to advance, to succeed, and there is nothing happening in your spiritual life. It's not a good thing. And this message goes to us, the ministers, the pastors, all of us, the members. It does not exempt anyone. We're supposed to grow. Hallelujah. When we say we can do all things, we should also apply that to our area of spiritual life. I can become somebody that speaks with authority, that the devil listen and devil obey. I can be somebody that can preach and can lead other people to Jesus Christ. I can be somebody that understands the scripture and that can quote it verbatim without even looking at the text. I can be somebody that goes on my knees and I can pray and I can make God to enjoy my presence and I enjoy the presence of God. I can be somebody that read my scripture, that read my Bible from so time of the day to another time of the day. I can be somebody that wakes up and pray for somebody else. I can be somebody that gives some kind of support for somebody else. I can be somebody that helps somebody to be happy. I can be a child of God in truth and in action. So you can grow yourself as a child of God with deeper understanding than what you have been before. We are, many of us are children of God. I pray that all of us are children of God, and I believe so. Amen? Because God, He wants all of us to be His children. And when you are a child of God, you must grow. Somebody say, I must grow. I must become better. I must become better. I must become bigger. I must become more successful, physically and spiritually. Amen? So, you are able to stand and fast without you letting flesh to rule over you anymore with cravings of food. You can be somebody that now pray more than 5 minutes than you usually do because you are making it a better version of yourself. How many of us want to improve in one area or the other of our spiritual life? May the Lord help all of us in the name of Jesus. We are going to grow. God is going to love us more. God is going to help us to succeed more. God is going to help us to have more testimony, bigger fruit, bigger success. Everything will work together for good in our lives. The Spirit of the Lord will energize us to do what we could not do before, to have better success and better victory. In the mighty name of Jesus. If enemies have been running away from us before, they will not even be able to come closer anymore. In the name of Jesus. We are always going to be more than conquerors by Christ that strengthen us. And again, because Christ is living inside of us. And we are also going to succeed physically. Whatever we lay our hands on shall prosper. Peace shall reign in our domain. Because we are children of the living God. Somebody say, this is my testimony. Somebody say, this is my testimony. This is the testimony of my family. This is the testimony of my parents. This is the testimony of my children. So it shall be for us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.